Shaletta Brundage is known as the autism mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs. Give them a sense
of pride. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure and subscribe so that each week you get our candid, empowering, inspiring, and emotional conversations just for parents who have children with autism. I am here to help and give you the tools that I got to live a successful life if your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter or niece, nephew, or cousin has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Every lesson that my family and I learned was hard, and I vowed to use my voice to share what I've learned with other parents to make their road along this autism journey just a little bit lighter. And so I am here to help. Now, this week, I've got my friend Bill Halter. He's the coordinator of special events for Hope Field House. Bill, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast.
Shaletta, wonderful to be here. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, we've got the third annual Superfest coming up. Tell everybody all about it because I'm excited.
Okay, football, not done in the state of Minnesota yet. Event on February 1st at the old Vikings training facility in Eden Prairie, Winter Park. And it's an inclusive football / cheerleading clinic that is going to give our young people with special needs an opportunity to have some of the opportunities that some of their classmates have. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring them in. We're going to teach them how to play football, give them some skills training. And then and at the same time, the Vikings cheerleaders will be there to teach a cheerleading routine. And then we're going to get into the games and we're going to let them play. We're going to have the cheerleaders come in at halftime and do a halftime show. And so certainly if you are out there and you know someone in your life who between the age of 6 and 22 with special needs, who's looking to be active a little bit, tell them to go to hopefieldhouse.org, maybe the Hope Field House Facebook page, and check out Superfest.
And, you know, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because my children love football. My daughter with autism loves cheerleading, but they have a problem following commands, Bill. And so when they get out there to play organized sports, they don't understand like the other kids. And the kids their age try to, you know, be patient with them and they try to work with them. But at some point, you know, when you go from practice to the game, those kids want to win. And my kids are kind of in the way and they want to goof around and they may not understand what's going on. And I've had a kid, you know, run to the opposite side of the field and score a touchdown for another team. Okay. They're taken away from the game from the other kids. And so a lot of times they don't get picked and they feel left out. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for moms and dads who have kids with special needs to come out and everybody feels special. Everybody participates. Everybody gets picked.
Well, and there is kind of a really sad kind of medium area, too, where a lot of people, especially with autism, don't qualify for some of the adaptive sports. Maybe their IQ is too high or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when they do go into kind of more of the mainstream sports, you get the result that you're talking about there. They're not quite ready for that either. And so a lot of those kids are just really just shut out of opportunities, unfortunately. And really that was a precipice for Hope Field House because Dan Corley, who's the executive director of our nonprofit, his son just didn't qualify for the adaptive sports, but he couldn't keep up with the other kids in the mainstream sports. And so he's like, well, we're going to build a facility where everyone has a place to play. And so Hope Field House is going to be built in Rosemont this summer. And in the meantime, we're going to try to do as much good as we can, starting with Superfest on February 1st.
And I just have to tell you, everybody in the autism community is buzzing about it. How do we not know that this was needed? How do we not know that this had to happen so that our children could participate in sports?
Well, there's a lot going on and everyone's got their, you know, everyone's so busy and there's a lot of things that they need to worry about. And certainly I think the one thing you look at is if there was ever a high school basketball team that didn't have a place to practice or didn't have a place to play home games, you know, the community would be up in arms. And that's what we were dealing with down in Dakota County. We the adaptive sports teams didn't have a place to play some of their home games. They didn't have a place where they could every single day know that they could go and practice there. And so they're all over the community. And so it just did take a group of folks who said, hey, this isn't right, and we're going to try and do something about it. And I'm glad to hear you talk in the way that you do and with the appreciation that you do, because it just furthers our mission and it proves that what we're doing is changing lives.
I don't know what we do without you.
Stop. No,
I'm telling you, no. Seriously,
no.
Because this is the thing. I got boys. Boys like sports. They want to be active. But the regular teams, they can't keep up. And they're not in a wheelchair, so they can't play the wheelchair games. And Special Olympics is once a year. So what do? They see their older brother who has, no special needs, going to his basketball games, going to practices. They want to be just like him.
Yeah, they can't.
And so what you're giving my children is hope and an opportunity to feel like they belong. And that's all kids with special needs want, Bill.
Well, and so oftentimes parents of young people with special needs, a lot of times they just they feel a little uncomfortable. Oh, is my kid going to do something that puts someone else in a weird spot? And so a lot of times parents kind of feel like they have to parent 100% of the time when they're out.
Oh no, 200%, 200%.
And so for any event that we do, we want to make sure that the parents get a chance to be a parent and just sit on the sideline and cheer for their kid. And we've got trained volunteers who know how to handle the types of things that might come up and some of the sensory issues that some of the young people might have. And so that's another big part of what we're trying to do at Hope Fieldhouse. And certainly starting with this Superfest event is, hey, sit back and enjoy your kid and cheer for them and, yell at the ref or yell at the coach, whatever you want to do to make yourself get comfortable.
Because this is the thing right now. The only thing that I can do when my kid does go to like do a relay or, play a little pickup soccer game or go out and chew baskets, I'm on guard. I can't just sit back and watch him and cheer for him. I'm standing there waiting for him to have a sensory issue or start crying because the buzzer's too loud or make a mistake and upset the other kids. And somebody might think that he's being, a goofy kid and might want to hit him or punch him because he's up in their face or he's crowding their space or he asks them something about SpongeBob when they're trying to pass him the ball. And so, just in case he goes the wrong way. So I'm constantly on edge and my nerves are bad and I'm popping pills because I want to stay alert, for my child. And so I can't sit back and meet another mom. I can't go over here because my neighbor's over there and I want to get that recipe from the casserole she had at the last Progressive Supper.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you need to get that recipe.
Right. And so what this does is it lets me sit back and start talking to other special needs moms and dads. Say, hey, how you doing? I saw you at that workshop, right? And while I'm sitting there talking, enjoying my Starbucks, y'all got my babies. And I can sit and go, you go, Brandon. Look at Daniel. You kicked that ball in the wrong direction, boy. And I don't have to be worried about it because the folks that y'all have in place are going to allow me to breathe.
Well, and so there obviously is a level of misunderstanding as there is with anybody who's not surrounded by a certain population. And so, I know with your sons and daughters, I'm sure a lot of people see them in public and just don't realize that there might be some struggles in terms of social situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we brought in some college football players last year. And so we've got some former NFL players who kind of help coach and teach and everything. Brought in some college football players who really weren't exposed to that population a lot going in. So they were the one kind of volunteers we had who were kind of just there to be more examples. And, oh, Shaletta, these Concordia St. Paul football players just were so awesome. And they
really?
and they got so much out of it. And so that's what I just encourage people in terms of Special Olympics or these types of events. You sure as heck get more out of it than the people that you're there to serve. But it's also something that we have to produce for these young people who don't get these kind of opportunities. They absolutely deserve it, just like any kid does growing up in any community.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We look forward to it February 1st. Bill, everybody on your team, give them a big hug for me until we get there. And I tell you what, when these Brundage babies come, y'all better be ready because we come four deep.
Well, I can't wait to see on Saturday. And yeah, if you share that registration, registration is available through Thursday, but
okay.
we will accept same day registrants. If you do show up
okay.
day of, it'd be nice to get an email, but I think the easiest way to do it, if you're interested in the event, it's $5 to participate. Is try to get registered by Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill. Tell everyone we said hey, and we'll see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Taking Authority Over Autism podcast. I'm Shaletta Brundage, the Minnesota's Autism Mom, and your host. I'm here to help.
Always fun and informative, Shaletta's a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.